Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I don't know whether Johnny Depp had his reputation restored, but he was the winner yesterday, wasn't he, Dean?
I think that he sacrificed his reputation.
Yeah, I do, too.
For, you know, this defamation trial that's been just dragged on through the mud over the last month or so. I think it damages both Johnny Depp and his ex-wife, Amber Heard, both of their reputations. In the end, as you may have heard, Johnny Depp was named the winner, got $15 million in damages in the libel suit. Amber Heard got $2 million in her countersuit, claiming that she was defamed by Depp's lawyer in the public comments. She said that she thinks it means the women who speak out against domestic violence now are going to be questioned about what they say. Said she's planning on appealing. Johnny Depp thanked the jury for giving him his life back. And naturally, everybody on social media has been offering their two cents. Amy Schumer posted something very interesting, a Gloria Steinem quote from the early days of what was then called the Women's Liberation Movement. Any woman who chooses to behave like a full human being should be warned that the armies of the status quo will treat her as something of a dirty joke. Hashtag Gloria Steinem. And actress Lori Holden said, today justice was served. The verdict of the jury sent a message to the world that abuse has no gender and that facts actually do matter. So people taking sides on this and, you know, some comments and some reaction more interesting than others.
Yeah, I was surprised because, as I understand it, the jury only had to believe one of Amber Heard's stories of abuse to rule in her favor. Just one. And they threw them all out.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, I wonder, I'm certainly not a legal expert on this, but this was a defamation of character and libel trial. It was not a trial to determine whether or not Johnny Depp was or was not physically abusive or not.
Mm-hmm.
This was a case of whether or not Amber Heard intended to defame Johnny Depp when she wrote that editorial piece, not naming him by name, but just writing about being a victim of physical abuse. The case was not, is it true that she was physically abused or not? The case was a defamation trial. Did she defame him mm-hmm. by writing that article? And as I say, I'm not a legal expert, but it seems like the jury made their decision based on that.
Yeah, but if you believe that at least one of those stories that Amber Heard told of physical abuse at the hands of Johnny Depp are true, then she didn't defame him with that article. There's going to be an appeal, so we're going to be hearing more about this,
oh,
I'm
thank
sure.
Goodness. Can't get enough.
let's see. Jada Pinkett Smith was speaking out a little bit about the slap. What did she say?
Yeah, she does this Facebook Watch series, kind of like a podcast, I guess, called Red Table Talk, where she interviews celebrities. But she did one herself, and for the first time since the Academy Award slap, 2 months ago, referenced what happened. This is what she said, talking about her husband, Will Smith, slapping comedian Chris Rock on international television.
About Oscar night, my deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile. The state of the world today, we need them both, and we all actually need one another more than ever. Until then, Will and I are continuing to do what we have done for the last 28 years, and that's keep figuring out this thing called life together. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, mostly she talked about the skin condition, the hair loss condition, alopecia, something from which she suffers, and was the reason for her baldness at the Oscars that Chris Rock joked about that caused the slap. So the red table talk really is more about alopecia than anything else. But it's the first time that she's referenced in any way what happened that night.
Can't wait to hear Chris Rock's routine on this, which you know he's working on, right?
Oh yeah, well, he's going to be coming to Chicago. So far he hasn't said very much about it. So I don't know if he's trying to put it behind him or he's waiting to do a big Netflix special.
Well, I think there'll be more to come on that. We'll get to the news about So You Think You Can Dance and Harry Styles, and we'll hear from Jeff Goldblum. More with Dean, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design, coming right up. WGN. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and a lot of focus on Alzheimer's this month. Do we know how Tony Bennett is doing, Dean?
Well, we saw a photograph of him. He pretty much has disappeared from public life, disappeared from performing since he made his diagnosis with Alzheimer's disease public. It's almost 2 years now that he made it public, did his final performance at Radio City Music Hall about a year ago now with Lady Gaga. But he did post a picture looking great with his wife holding up a sign that said hashtag end ALZ, Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month began yesterday, the 1st of June. So Tony doing his part to raise some awareness for the disease that he is living with. And he said in his social media post that lots of us are having to go through right now.
We will miss him performing at Ravinia, won't we? Let's get to So You Think You Can Dance and what happened with Matthew Morrison.
Yeah, Matthew Morrison was one of the judges on the show, and he mysteriously disappeared from the show a couple of weeks ago. Reports are now coming out saying that he was fired from the show because of an inappropriate relationship with one of the female contestants on the show. It was described as a flirty series of text messages with the contestant. The sources close to the whole thing said the two never met up off of the set, but apparently the show felt that it was an inappropriate relationship between one of the judges and one of the contestants, so Matthew Morrison will no longer be on the show.
What is the Harry Styles story of the day, Dean?
Well, we're going to love this because, if somebody talk to us about records, vinyl records, we would actually know what they're talking about. a lot of younger people have no idea. When you say, I played a record, they have no idea what you mean. But Harry Styles now is the new record holder for the most vinyl records that have been sold in a week. The year 2021 marked the first time that vinyl records have outsold CDs in decades. Harry Styles' new album is called Harry's House. It's been number one on the Billboard charts for the past several weeks. His latest song is called As It Was. Actually, a really good song. It's been number one for a while. But I love that people are going back to vinyl more than they're going. I mean, I'm sure downloading is still the number one way to get music. But
right.
I love when people are actually going to physically purchase some music.
You know what? It's the young kids who are into it, not the old fogies.
That's right. That's right. Because with my damaged hearing from, wearing headphones, being a DJ all these years, I can't tell the difference what's a good recording and what's not a good recording.
Well, the youngsters know.
Thank goodness for these crazy kids.
How was your interview with Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, it's a delight. Every time that I've ever talked with Jeff Goldblum, you never know what's going to happen. He's just fantastic. So we sat down to talk with him about Jurassic World Dominion. It's the new Jurassic Park movie that's going to be coming out next week. And we talked a little about the movie, and we sang a little bit also.
Chicago.
Yeah.
I was just talking to somebody from Chicago, Dean Richards.
Yeah.
Do you know the songs about Chicago?
I know all the songs about Chicago.
Sing one of them and I'll
Chicago, Chicago, a toddling town, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. You give me one.
My kind of town, Chicago is my kind of town. Yeah, I love those.
We'd like you to come back and do more of your music. It's been too long.
I would love to come to Chicago.
This pandemic.
Believe you me, yes, I know. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're here and well.
And here's how I entertain myself when I want to positively guarantee that I will laugh.
watch the videos of you and Conan O'Brien.
That's so funny. I adore Conan O'Brien. And we just did, believe it or not, his podcast. Another, because I'd done it before. I did another one like a week or so ago. I think he's going to put it out, cut it up a little bit, put it out, you know, around the time of this opening. This is June 10th. It'll be around the time of that. How about that?
So returning to this franchise, what was that feeling like when you knew that you were going to be back into this again?
Unbelievable. It's fantastic. I was very happy. I had a very good memory of, an association with, and, you know, having and creative experience having done the first one with Mr. Steven Spielberg and Laura Dern, Sam Neill, and everybody else. So I was nothing but excited and bushy-tailed about it. And then Colin Trevorrow is a particularly fantastic fella and writer and director. And he wrote this script with Emily Carmichael. And when I saw the story, very, very excited.
Oh, he's just the greatest.
Maybe you guys should put out something on vinyl.
He's the greatest.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.